For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Yellowstone's ground is so hot right now that the asphalt during the day is turning to soupy mess, according to a park spokesman. Don't stand on the road, your shoes might melt. According to Yellowstone National Park spokesman Dan Hottel, a section of the ground near Old Faithful Geyser became superheated back in June, turning the roadway asphalt to a soupy mess. But rest assured, according to Hottel, there's nothing to worry about. The supervolcano is not going to blow. Park visitors have been warned to stay away from the melting road surface. The road has since been resurfaced. Police are raising alarms about online privacy after they say a hacker sent a 27-year-old Toronto woman intimate photos of herself and her boyfriend watching Netflix from the previous night.
It freaks me out, and I know people who actually have put tape over their camera lens on their laptop.
Ontario's former privacy commissioner, who now runs the Privacy and Big Data Institute at Ryerson University, calls this case an invasion of privacy and a violation of property rights.
Their computer was basically accessed completely inappropriately in an unauthorized manner. And then, to add insult to injury, the webcam was used to capture them in very intimate moments.
Constable Scott Mills says the best thing you can do is close your laptop after you've used it. Don't just kind of fall asleep with your laptop open and put it over to the side. He said more awareness could help. It's definitely possible that your webcam can get hacked.
Any device that has a webcam, whether it's a laptop, a tablet, or a smartphone, make sure that it has security software on it and that it is constantly being maintained. The reason being, that's how the malware gets onto your system. That's how the hackers are able to take control remotely of your device.
Toronto police said the couple reported the incident immediately after they received the pictures on July 23rd, adding that an investigation is ongoing and the computer had been seized for analysis. For more news, visit darkmatternews.com.
Hi, I'm J. Neil Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
So Google is now part of Alphabet, a new holding company that will manage Google and all of its other products. Why is the new company called Alphabet? Google Alphabet CEO Larry Page says it's because Alphabet means a collection of letters that represent language, one of humanity's most important innovations, and is the core of how they index the Google search. But the domain name for Alphabet is abc.xyz, not alphabet.com, which is currently getting hammered with traffic, it seems. It looks like neither Google nor Alphabet own Alphabet.com. BMW does. Alphabet is part of the BMW Group and a business mobility solution with a focus on fleet management and financing. Alphabet was founded in 1997, so it's unlikely that the company will give up its long-established domain name. Language takes an astonishing variety of forms across the world, to such a huge extent that a long-standing debate rages around the question of whether all languages have even a single property in common. Well, there's a new candidate for the elusive title of language universal, according to a paper in this week's issue of PNAS. All languages, the author says, self-organize in such a way that related concepts stay as close together as possible within a sentence, making it easier to piece together the overall meaning. Language universals are a big deal because they shed light on heavy questions about human cognition. The most famous proponent of the idea of language universals is Noam Chomsky, who suggested a universal grammar that underlies all languages. Finding a property that occurs in every single language would suggest that some element of language is genetically predetermined, and perhaps that there is a specific brain architecture dedicated to language. For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft.